Hi, Professor.
Hello, Linda. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I don't really understand this assignment.
The one about the language of the poem?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What don't you understand about it?
Kind of everything.
All right. So first, tell me what you think the assignment is asking you to do.
I think it probably wants me to figure out, like, what the words mean and stuff, and how the language gives this poem meaning.
Good, that's quite right. And so, what you're having the most difficulty with, then, is arriving at an answer.
Yeah, I don't know how to think about words and stuff like that. It doesn't come easily for me.
All right, so let's walk through it together a little bit. Do you think the words are simple or complex?
Well, they're easy words, like I knew them all. Not like some poetry.
Okay, so that's important. Using words that most people are aware of does mean that the poem conveys a sense of simplicity.
Do other things make it feel simple too, or just that?
Well, you should be able to tell me a bit. I mean, did you agree that when you read the poem, it gave you a feeling of simplicity?
Yeah.
So that's the first step.
But how do I prove that?
With exactly what we're doing. You can pick a few words or a line and talk about how those words make the poem seem simple. For example, the poet uses the word mare, rather than its more formal name. That's a choice the poet made.
Okay, so it's like everything can be seen as intentional?
Yeah. And another thing that contributes to the simplicity is that the poem has no formal punctuation. Now, remember from the lecture that not including formal punctuation, back in the early 19th century, was unheard of. So that was something very strange that the poet was doing.
Right. Okay, so he didn't use punctuation for a reason, which was to make the poem simpler.
Yes, and another thing we can infer from that is a sense of breathlessness from the poem. Without things like periods to stop you and commas to give you pause, you just run right through the whole poem.
So it builds momentum?
Exactly. That's a very nice way of putting it.
Okay, and so that's all there is to talking about the language of the poem? That's what you've been saying?
Yes. So I hope it's not as hard as it first seemed. I think you're getting a good handle on it.
Yeah, I think so too, actually. I kind of get it now.
Great. So do you feel comfortable completing the rest of the assignment on your own?
Yep. I'll just keep looking at the language and trying to figure out what it means.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if you do have any more questions, feel free to ask, but I think you'll be just fine.
Thanks, Professor. Have a good day.
You too, Linda.